Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
On again, another Thursday podcast. What's good, my people? Appreciate everybody for taking this in, man. We're going to talk about some things here in this mixed bag podcast I have. We're going to talk about this supposed to be rape of this supposed to be tourist that they show you right here with the mask on. And they basically put a black on the eye so you can't see who it is. But pay attention to what they're giving you right here with this supposed to be rape and assault going on in India. And it's some Brazilian, basically. We're going to get into it and talk about it a little bit and show you Oaks, show it up for what it is. Just make it run and we tear it up and we get into some more things after. But just make this run.
On Friday, a foreign tourist in India put up a video on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She was talking about her travels in India and she had bruises on her face.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
She'd been gang raped by 7 men during her trip. This incident happened in the state of Jharkhand.
And you hear what happened, people? This woman supposedly, and a man got assaulted. She got raped and everything and beaten. And the first thing she turned to is Instagram to show off the bruises and everything and put this story out so the news can get it now to show you. Pay attention here, and I'm going to expose it for what it is. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Her husband, who was with her, mm-hmm. was beaten up badly. The story led to a lot of outrage and condemnation. The authorities swung into action. 3 of the accused have been mm-hmm. caught. 4 others are on the run.
Yes, so remember, people, they tell you 7 of them. They caught 3 and 4 is on the run. Pay attention here. We're going to expose it because this sounds like bullshit to me, 100%. And like I'm going to ask, all the time I always ask this question, why hide the face of the victim? The same victim that posts that shit on YouTube or Instagram, they tell you they post it on Instagram showing the bruises and everything. You and the nose gonna put a black on the eye? Why? Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not the first such incident in the country. Chances mm-hmm. are it won't be the last. Every 18 minutes, mm-hmm. a woman is raped in India. This is data from the government of India. And this incident...
You hear that, people? Every 18 minutes, a woman been raped in India. 18 for your 3 sixes or your number 9. All coding. But of course, they know that they're timing these rapes. Every 18 minutes, somebody get raped in India. You hear that? Again, pay attention.
And it won't be the last.
Mm-hmm.
Every 18 last. Minutes... A woman is raped in India. This is data from the government of India. And this incident has sparked a fierce debate on social media mm-hmm. about women's safety and women tourists.
Yes, women's safety and women tourists now is a problem in India. Pay attention, people, because they give you a supposedly, I don't know what kind of woman awareness month or woman month, something going on with them right here trying to put an eye to these things right here while they supposedly coming to woman rescue. It's a damn joke. Now pay attention to this right here, people. They're giving you an illusion. Pay attention.
Our next report mm-hmm. has more.
5 years, mm-hmm. 63 countries.
Look, people, 63 is according. So these people going around touring these countries. You paying attention? Listen again.
Our next report has more.
Mm-hmm. As you could see them post up right there. 5 years and they show you them again with their eyes blacked out. They're just crisis actors. 100% in. Don't take nothing as truth from them. Listen again.
5 years, mm-hmm. 63 countries.
Wow.
170,000 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
This couple began their world tour half a decade ago.
A world tour, people. A world tour in this trap earth that you're in. I can't believe it. A world tour. Like I mentioned, people, there's places that the human being can go on this earth. But they're going to tell you all the time about these people traveling the world. One person in a boat going to go all across the world. All of this bullshit is to trick you to make you feel like you're actually free or have freedom to move around anywhere in the world that you want to. It's just a psyop. It's not real. So pay attention to these people right here that they're showing you that touring the world. Listen.
They boarded their bikes and never looked back.
And it's bike people, they're riding bikes to tour the world. It's stupid shit. 100% in you go to 63 countries on a damn bike. It's bullshit. Well, watch this right here. All coding 3662. What do you think, people? All coding they're going to give you in these stories because then they're far away from being truth. Listen.
But their journey took a horrible turn last week. The woman and her husband were on a biking trip in India. They were traveling from West Bengal.
Look at them people. Take a look at them. It's a fake shit. 100% in. Go back a little bit. Pay attention to them right here, people. Is this a joke? Wow. World tour on a motorbike. Listen.
In India. They were traveling from West Bengal to Nepal. On their way, they stopped in Jharkhand. It was around 5 p.m. So they decided to spend the night there. They set up a temporary camp and were preparing to go to bed. That's when seven men entered their tent. They beat the couple, they robbed them, they raped the woman and threatened to kill the duo. At around 11 p.m., the couple flagged down a patrol van.
About 11 p.m., they flagged down a patrol van that was passing right away, I guess after those supposed to be rapers leave. Pay attention.
Patrolling team couldn't understand what they said, but they looked visibly injured. So the van took them for treatment. That's when the couple told the doctors about the rape.
I guess the doctor understand them, but not the police. It's bullshit, people. So these people are traveling the world and end up right there in India. They don't know to communicate with the peoples from India. What the fuck they doing there? Listen.
Police to jump into action. Rape. Prompting the police.
Take a look at this right here, people, and this gonna prove to you that it is bullshit with these people that they claim that they arrested for the rape. They tie them up with rope right there, people, and have a bag over their head with the eye and the mouth cut out. You believe it, people? The world is just a stage. Take a look at this right here, and you tell me if you believe it. Look.
To jump into action.
You tie them up with
three
rope.
Three of those men have been arrested.
They go three
and
of them.
Four are
and
still
look,
on
people,
the run.
Look at this.
And four are still.
What happened to this guy in the military suit or the fatigue? He gonna ride with them in the back? The ones with the bag on the head? This is a joke, people.
On
listen.
The woman is a dual national.
And take a look at them, people. Dual national. So they're posting up with the flags right there on the piece of paper. As you could see, the Brazilian flag. You see what it is? A diamond with a one eye right there. You have to pay attention and take a look at this right here with the serpents and all circulate around the supposed to be twin tower right there and the crown. All satanic coding right there they're holding in the hand and also got on the Nike sign right there. All crisis actor gotta wear the gear because they are part of the damn game here.
The
pay attention.
The Brazilian embassy was informed. And so was the Spanish embassy, the couple used Spanish passports to enter India.
They enter in, they use Spanish passport. What is Spanish passport? You mean from Spain? Wow, so what this got to do with Brazil? Brazil don't speak Spanish. Okay, go back again, listen.
The Brazilian embassy was informed, and so was the Spanish embassy, as the couple used Spanish passports to enter India.
Spanish
over
passport.
The weekend, the 28-year-old took to social media.
And take a look right here, people. She take to social media to show you the makeup on the face. Remember, people, when you're being battered and bruised in the face, you have to understand it causes swelling. You don't need to get it in the eye for the eye to swell and get black and blue. Do you understand that? Yes, the face is that delicate. You can't see no red marks if somebody beat you up. You're going to see swelling and coloration. Do you understand that? Listen, and pay attention.
She put up a video on her Instagram page.
Video.
It was in Spanish. She talked about her ordeal.
It was in Spanish. I want to know what the ties with Brazil, people. Brazil speaks Portuguese. What is this right here, people? It's a Spanish person from Brazil. Okay, let's watch.
The bruises on her face.
Look, people, still got on the chain, have the chain on and everything. And look, they black out the face. Yes, I see the video that they show you with this one right here, with no black on the face for say. But they can't convince me of a beating. It's fake shit for the dumb masses. Only red marks, no black and blue, no swelling. It's a fake shit for the dumb masses. Pay attention.
And how glad she was to be alive.
Yes, so glad
to
be alive.
Her husband posted a similar video.
Look at this. The husband posted a similar video. Take a look at this, people. They're just playing with the masses. And just in case you're dumb, these are all crisis actors making up a fake story for the dumb masses on the world stage.
The videos are not on their page anymore.
It's not on the page. It's fake shit.
It sparked a fierce debate. Is India safe
debate.
For women tourists?
Yes, that's all you want to put out there. Is India safe for women tourists? Is it women, people? Is the woman is the damn problem? Yes, it's not safe for women. Even though it's a man and woman got assault. They said the woman got raped, but both of them got assault. They were threatening to kill the man and all. But I already told you what it is. It's agenda 100% in. Pay attention here.
Over the weekend, Indians and foreigners shared their stories.
Yes, Indians and foreigners.
They all had one thing in common. How they faced sexual harassment or have been a witness to it.
Listen.
One such post got a response from the chief of India's National Commission for Women.
Wow.
Rekha Sharma commented on the post.
If you're a smart woman, don't play no damn victim. You have to understand this is a government operation and they want to show you up. You have to understand this is how they do it. The world is just a stage. They make these things, fabricate them, just to twist and turn the masses, keep you in a damn box.
She questioned why the person didn't report it and asked them to not defame the whole country.
Not
but
defame
was the
whole
tweet
country.
Defaming India? Or are these heinous incidents doing that? In 2023, a Korean vlogger was sexually harassed in Rajasthan.
Listen.
That same year, a Dutch tourist was molested and stabbed in Goa.
And don't worry about it. They're telling you these things happening all over the world, basically, to American tourists. I'm surprised they said these stories is from somewhere else because they really don't want the people to travel. This is a rude awakening here, people, that a lot of people don't pay attention to. Just take it from the mag, be the truth. I know these things, and I never miss. So listen what I'm trying to tell you. They want to stop travel. They don't want people to travel. And like I mentioned, they're not just going to shut it down and say, hey, we're shutting it down because we don't want you to travel. That's not how the devil work. They're going to convince you. They're going to bring you the stories to place it in your brain to make you don't want to travel. You see fire coming out of an engine of a plane flying in midair? That's what they want you to see, so you don't want to travel. Do you get it? Okay, again, they tell you about a door, a plane door come off in midair. What they tell you? That the people already know that the door was faulty because some people work on it and didn't put the screws back in. Sounds stupid? Yes, it is stupid, but they don't want you to travel. They show you one with a plane wheel break off, a plane land, and the wheel break, and then it causes a little problem to stop. All of these things that they're telling you, the window break out of a plane, all of these things is to stop you from traveling. All of these supposed to be raping and harassment and all of these things, people getting kidnapped, people getting killed, travel advisory all over the world for the Americans. They don't want people to travel. They want you to stay at bay. And this make you understand that, yes, they're coming with something soon, not too long from now. Might be right here in this year. They have something coming that gonna require the masses stay at bay. Can't go nowhere. Same as your quarantine and all. You have to understand it's something they got set up for the masses where it's gonna keep you right there where you're at. And then wait for the peoples to give you information about the next move to make. They're setting it up. So they're trying to destroy you as far as travel. You're not going to want to do it. Listen.
In 2018, 2018, mm-hmm. a British tourist was raped in Goa,
too. There you go, people. Rape. All rape.
In 2016, an American mm-hmm. woman alleged she was gang-raped in a hotel in the National
There you go. Americans have to tie to it. And there go your CNN. Because I already told you, they're trying to stop the people from traveling. You don't get it. They let a lot of people, supposedly migrants and all of that, into their country, but they don't want the people that here to leave. Passport is a sham. They don't want to give the people their passport. They tell you that it's backed up and all, but it's a scam, people. A sham to keep you right here at bay so you can't move around again.
In 2013, a Swiss tourist was gang raped by mm-hmm. six men.
What a damn
joke, people.
They were
later sentenced to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just foreign tourists. Mm-hmm. Indian women have faced the brunt as well.
What a joke,
Every
people.
Day, an average mm-hmm. of 90 rapes are recorded.
Wow. Every day, people, an average of 90, which is another coding again, people, just like they tell you every 18 minutes. Wow, what a joke, people. I guess every 18 minutes add up to the 90 rapes every year. Watch
just
it.
Foreign tourists. Uh-huh. Indian women have faced the brunt as well.
Listen.
Every day, an average of 90 rapes are
Okay, 90 rape a day. Remember, every 18 minutes. So I guess you get 90 times 18 for the day. 90 times 18. That's what they're telling you right there, people. Do you believe it? Wow, unbelievable.
In 2013, wow. the country amended its rape law.
Mm-hmm.
It broadened the definition.
Uh-huh.
It brought in new punishments for sexual assault and
uh-huh.
stalking. Yet, it hasn't changed much on the
mm-hmm.
ground. This latest incident could lead to more policing.
Mm-hmm.
More awareness, stronger condemnation, and more conversation both on social media and off it.
Yes, more conversation on social media. What a dumb joke for the masses right here. Like I tell you, the world is a stage. They put whatever they want on you to just to change you or put you in a different frame of mind. That's how they control you in a controlled environment. Move. Now take a look at this right here. Let's see if they're going to show some faces now. Look at this right here, people. Take a look. And like I say, if you understand truth, you know that this is fakery. 100% in. So take a look at them, people. So I guess in their country, in India, they have this part of it right here to cover your head with a bag with the eyes cut out. Like I tell you, this is how they traumatize the people from the next side. They see this, they don't understand it, but it looks like something they need to believe in. So pay attention. What is it? The New York shirt. Why you got on a New York shirt? You're a raper in India. Why do you have on a shirt that said New York? Yes, clean shirt and all. And the bag on the face. Eyes cut out and the mouth. You believe it? Bam. This one got on a Levi shirt. Another devil. Supposed to be Bran. Why is he in there? Because he's a part of the game. All of them wear the damn uniform. Do you understand that? What is this? Nobody understand what's going on. They come in these clean shirts with the name on it and everything to show off the name, including New York, part of the world stage. A lot of people don't get it, man. This is what they do to the dumb masses brain right here on earth. You've been brainwashed. Listen again and pay attention to what they're doing right here as I break it down. Take a look. Yes, they tie them up with rope, people. They don't cuff them. They tie one hand with a rope. I'm done. Show me more crimes in India and they treat it this way. I guess the rope is tied around the waist, people. Look at it. The rope tied around the waist and a bag with the eyes cut out right there. That's how they, I guess they humiliate them. I guess that's how they do it. Listen, people. Pay attention here. Watch and see what they're doing. Yes, they tie them around the waist. With a rope, people, a rope. Go back. Mm-hmm. Let me see something, because something is strange right here. Pay attention. Wow. Is this rope attached to the man? The one that at the back right there. Is that rope that he hold in the hand attached to his waist? Look and see. Look, it not attached, people. Go back. This is a damn joke for the masses. Now pay attention. To the rope that this guy have in his hand. It's the one in the fatigue suit with the same damn shit right there on the sleeve like the Americans. You understand that? All of them is the same. One world government control the whole thing. Pay attention here. Look at the rope that he have in his hand. It don't connect it to dude right there. It's a separate rope. Why they do this? Why they show them on TV, people? With the mask on, as you could see, the CT right there for 3-2 Freemason coding. Pay attention. What they're doing there, people. What a damn joke for the masses right here. I guess that's the scene where it's happening. What a joke. And there you go. All the soldiers and them come out for the supposedly 7 rapers. Listen. There you go. Face blacked out again. What is this? What a joke, people. There you go. I guess that's the supposedly check they claim that they give them. I don't know if they say they give them $12,000. Yes, for the rape. That's what they award them. The man and the woman. Pay attention here.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
और 2 तारीख की रात्रि को दुमका जिला के हसडीहा थाना क्षेत्र अंतर्गत कुरमा हाट के पास दो विदेशी नागरिकों के साथ
दुमका
लूटपाट किया और उनकी पत्नी के साथ दुर्व्यवहार.
And take a look at this right here, people. Just in case you sleep, I always have to show you these things. Just in case you never see me point it out before. Look at the star right there on his shoulder. What does that tell you, people? Why they use the stars. You don't get it. The stars represent the peoples who control you, the fallen ones. You know, like the fallen stars, the broken pentagram, that's them. You have to understand. That's why you see all these law enforcement have it on. Yes, military folks and all. You see it on flags, country flags. You have to understand. They're the one who run the whole wide world. These people working for them. Watch this.
किया गया था. इस संबंध में कांड दर्ज किया गया और अनुसंधान प्रारंभ किया. इसी क्रम में दूसरे ही दिन 3 लोगों को की गिरफ्तारी हुई और वर्तमान में उस घटना में शामिल सभी अभियुक्तों की गिरफ्तारी पुलिस द्वारा कर ली गई है और उनके खिलाफ पर्याप्त साक्ष्य है. हम लोग वैज्ञानिक तरीके से अनुसंधान कर रहे हैं और जल्द ही चार्जशीट कर स्पीडी ट्रायल के लिए हम लोग माननीय न्यायालय से आग्रह करेंगे और उन्हें कड़ी से कड़ी सजा मिले. इसके लिए हम लोग हर वो प्रयास करेंगे कि उन्हें कड़ी से कड़ी सजा मिले.
सर, उनके बहुत सारा सामान भी छीना गया था, क्या उसका भी कुछ पता
चला? एंड जस्ट लाइक दे गिव यू एनीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड दी सपोज़ेबली प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस दैट दे टेल यू नथिंग. दे बेसिकली टेल यू दैट दे कांट से मच, दे डोंट नो मच, बट दे स्टिल गॉट टू कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ दीज माइक्स to basically explain themselves. But pay attention. This is what they show you for the supposedly rapers right there. They tell you it's 7 of them. They got 3 right there advertising. Tie them up with rope and everything. You believe it? The world is just a stage. And like I said, they don't want you to travel. Vacation, as you know, it's gonna be gone. They're not forcing you, but they're convincing you, beating it in your head that it's safe for you to stay at home. And don't go on these vacationing. Move.
And the TSA has expected its busiest spring break travel period ever. There could be a
few. Always know what to expect, people. Every fucking year they say the same thing out their mouth. They expect to see the busiest travel for spring break and any other holiday that they give you. That's how they do it. So yes, they're gonna put these things in place, and you should have known it was coming. Just like yourself, check out at the stores. Of course, they want you to self-check yours to get in the airport. Basically, self-check security. Pay attention here. All AIs, they they're introducing to the masses.
Well, you don't interact with an agent at the airport. Mm-hmm. Self-security check is being tested in Las Vegas, and transportation correspondent Gio
Benito. They know exactly what they're doing, people. Remember, you now have the self-check-in. Do you remember that? Yes, a lot of those airlines, they will charge you if somebody have to actually check you in. So the machines is there for you to check yourself in. It's the same AI. Now they have airports with these robots in there to assist you. Do you know that? Yes, the whole airport is going to be AI. Remember, they don't have enough human beings to work and actually participate in those things at the same time. Do you know that? Okay, so that's why you're going to see less store clerks and more self-checkout. Why? They don't have enough people to buy and sell at the same time. Yes, people, that's my conclusion, that actually the people is going away. The people is disappearing off the earth. They're dying. They're sickening. They're gone. Yes, so that's why AI make more sense now. Do you understand to the people? Because the masses is in depopulation. That's exactly what's going on. Now they can say, we're laying off all these people. You don't really have too much people now. So it's easy for you to lay them off and then use AI for all these assistants and everything. Listen.
This was one of the first to try it. Good morning, Gio.
You're trying it?
Hey, Michael, good morning. It's pretty cool. This is a groundbreaking test here in Vegas. And again, this is just a test. But the rules are the same. This is essentially a security self-checkout here at the TSA line. So the rules are the same. You got to put everything in that you'd always put in. But you do it.
And you have to ask yourself, only if you're smart, you will ask this question. What's up with the damn security? You don't understand. You're thinking that terrorists want to kill you. Terrorists want to blow up the plane with you in it. It's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. And like I mentioned, anything in this part of the earth is control. Anything that you important, that important to you in this part of the life, in this part of the world, what that mean? They're going to use it to manipulate you. They're going to use it to drag you up, drag you down. Just like they tell you with these fuel and gasoline and all of these things, gold, diamonds, all of these things they use to manipulate you. All of it. Electric, water, all of these things that you depend on. That's the 100% plan. Pay attention.
All yourself. So as I go ahead and get into this body scanner here.
Scanner again, people. Another body scanner. Which I tell you, they put that in place by fooling you about a Nigerian have a bomb in his drawers. On Christmas Day, one of them here put on a bomb in the drawers to blow up the plane. That's what they tell you. That's the story they feed you. So you accept this. The human being will ask the question, why we have to go through scanners? When they show you the terrorist act and build it up for you, you will understand why they scan your body, because they're looking for bombs in drawers. You wonder why they have to check your damn liquid. You can't go through there with some lotion or some shampoo. Why? Because they tell you that people making liquid bomb out of liquid, and they can use it to blow up the plane. So therefore, they have to check for these things. They tell you somebody coming on the plane with a damn bomb in the shoe. And that's the fucking reason why they have to take off your shoe to go in the airport. Do you see how life works, people, or not? Every direction they want you to turn, they have to give you another agenda. That's why I tell you this is how the devil works. The devil have to work in a mischievous way where he convince you to do things by telling you about something else. It's called order out of chaos and make you accept all of these things. Now you're going to accept you doing it to your damn self. Listen.
Go ahead and check this out.
Check this out. Scan
what you're
your whole
about
body.
To see maybe a game changer for TSA, and changer. I'm one of the first to try it. Okay, so I'm approaching the self-service screening lane, and this is the first time that I'm going to be using this, and there are a bunch of sensors all over.
Where is the people? Where is the people? You're never going to go to airport security, and you don't see nobody in the background. What is this, people? Like I say, it's just TV. green screen.
So that's
and
the
all.
First thing you notice. But like so many of us, I've got questions. The TSA officers aren't gone here. They're just somewhere else.
Since I don't know too much here, I'm gonna hit. They're not gone. They're just somewhere else. Where the hell they are? This is supposed to be their job. What else they're doing? Cleaning the bathroom? Get the hell out of here.
Help. Because this is essentially a sort of FaceTime call with an agent. Hi.
Hello. FaceTime call with an agent, people. And this is all you're going to get check-in. Listen.
Hi, so this is my first time using this. So is there anything I need to know about my shoes or the bag?
Yes, so since you have pre-check, you may keep your shoes on. But make sure you grab one of the trays that are located next to you.
I send my bag.
Sound like a damn robot to me, people. That voice. But make it go on.
Through the scanner and put myself through one, too. Okay, so this is different. The scanner has all this glass here, so we're going to get in here. Oh, and it shows you that you have to stand differently. So here we go.
Look so at it's this telling me. Right here, people.
Okay, there we go. You have to stand in a certain position. Okay, it's realizing that I have my microphone on. So I'm going to have to take the microphone off and do this again without the mic. Once the machine clears me, I get my bag and I'm on my way. It's really very minimal contact with just about anybody.
Wow.
It definitely takes some getting used to and may slow you down at first. But Christina Peach, who runs this program, says that's exactly why they need to test it.
I'm hoping for a lot of feedback, and that's really what's going to help us.
Even if it's negative feedback.
Even the negative
feedback. Wow, what a damn joke. And what is this, a man or a woman? Yes, they're waiting for a feedback, whether it's positive or negative. I guess they're trying it now to see if it's gonna work. But like I tell you, you're gonna see this in every airport. It's simple as that. Like I mentioned, some airports already have those robots rolling around to assist you. You don't get it, people. This is gonna be a cyber world. You see them setting it up for the destruction. Because all of these things that they're using and calling it AI, setting up for malfunctioning. Do you get it, people? Miss App gonna be the name of the damn game. Move. Now, take a look at this right here, people, with the New York subway. You see what happened? They give you all these drama. Like I mentioned before, man, all the other chaos, that's how they work. And once you see how they work, you can start right there by seeing everything they do without missing. Do you get it? Okay, so they tell you about all these violence, stabbing, all kind of shit going on in the New York subway. And I already tell you what happened when it comes to New York. They call it the center of the universe. The center of all fucking fakery. The stage is on when it comes to New York. Everything they give you right there. A breakout of a virus go happen right there. A mandatory vaccination gonna happen right there. Why is you there? Because you don't have no brain. You don't understand what's going on. Why would you still be there, people? It's a wicked place. The Babylon system gonna be there. It gonna chip in. It gonna destroy you. So pay attention to this right here. National Guards called out to search people at the subway in New York. If you're smart, you'll get the fuck out of there. Pay attention here. Look. There you go, people. Inspection. Let's see. Pay attention here, people. Why they need so many police? Why they need so much? Why they need National Guards in the subway? They're giving you chaos. First, they tell you about all these migrants that they pollute New York with. Then they tell you now more crimes. All of these robbery going on. And now they bring out the National Guards. Can you believe it, people? Listen. Pay attention. See? Tell that woman where to go. Pay attention here. Look at this. Now she has to put her bag down right there. Look at this. They put their bags right there. Look at this. And with a flashlight in the bag, what the fuck they looking for? Like I tell you, they give you all of these things right here so it won't look too bad when they digging in your personal items. Take a look at this right here, people. It's a trap. A 100% setup they give you right here with the fake chaos and stabbing at the supposed subway so they can give you this other chaos style. This is how they do it. They can bring you martial laws and all of these things. Once they fake you with a damn agenda, then they bring the solution. Pay attention. Now the subway, full with National Guard, right there. They have to check you. They have to run through your bags. They have to search you. And don't worry about it. They do already have the metal detectors there. So pay attention. Now they have to search every item you have to make sure you're not gonna cause violence on the damn train. What a joke for the masses. You see that right there? Control environment while they tell you about freedom news. Nothing is free here. Nothing is free and no such thing as freedom. Only people believe in free is dumb people's 100% in, and that's why you're free right there. You're free to get checked by the National Guard. I guess that's freedom for your ass right there. Pay attention. Like I mentioned, you're getting into more trap situation. More of these supposed to be control instead of you getting supposed to be free up and get chance to do things that you want to do in life. No way. Still in a control environment, these people gonna control you. Right here, they decide what next move you have to make. When they bring you this chaos, they in control. 100% in. Move.
Mexico City, listen, one of the world's most populated urban areas with nearly 22 million residents, maybe mere months away from running out of water.
You hear that, people? The Mexico City with over 22 million people is on the verge of running out of water in a few months. You hear what they just say? Run out of water. Yes, people, the water that they claim is so vital to human beings. They tell you can't live without it. They tell you majority of your body made up of consumed water, got water. So 90-something percent of your body, they say, is water. That means you need water to survive. And you're telling me a city with over 22 million people and they're running out of drinking water? They're running out of water? So listen to me, people. I'm just saying this so you can understand what you're dealing with on the side of the earth. Water that's supposed to be vital to the human being is going to run out. That tell you that we're not from here, people. And like I mentioned all the time, water, vital committed to the masses, that mean that's what they're going to use to take you down. And I do believe most of these, you know, things that plague us come into the water. The old part of it, what you think, probably come from water. Not plain here. It could be the substance that they put in this water on the side of the earth makes your body breaks down. When I'm talking about aging, the human being age too fast. But remember, you're not gonna live to see 90 or 100 years old for the most part. So of course, that's not right, people. The little life that you're supposed to be living, they cut it short on this side of the earth with whatever they're feeding you. And like I say, life is feel like it's not even right in a lot of people's minds, so they don't want to live. They don't want to go on. So yes, it seems like, yeah, you know, you live to see 90, yeah, you have enough. You don't want to go no more in this earth. Like, okay, live till 200 years. Nah, you say, no, I couldn't do another 100 and change. You know, at this same timing and these things that they got going on, it wouldn't seem to be right. So a lot of people say, I wouldn't want to live that long. Because you're living in a devil earth, everything they show you, short lifespan. So yes, it feel like you would have been bored if you lived that long. But if you was living the right way, you would have just feel normal. Do you get it? So pay attention here.
Several factors are affecting the water supply, including poor infrastructure and years of abnormally low rainfall. Mm-hmm. The city's rain season...
Go back again. Listen.
Several factors are affecting the water supply, including poor infrastructure and years of abnormally low rainfall. The city's rain season begins...
Poor infrastructure. Like I say, people, they have to set up these things to catch the water so you have it to drink. If they don't do it, you have no water. You see what I'm saying, people? This part of the earth is not for us. Why do we have to need assistance here? Why? You can't help yourself here? Because there is no supposed to be resource. Only resource come from them. If they don't step in your dome, you can't live in a earth natural unless the government people step in. You don't belong here.
May, and scientists say water reservoirs may not recover until the summer months.
Of course they know.
CBS News contributor Enrique Acevedo joins us now. Hi, Enrique. So tell us, what has life been like for some of the people feeling the burden of this water shortage?
Lana, they have to use the water pipe trucks to fill up their homes.
There you go.
With any sort of bucket or you know, any cylindric artifact that they have at home so they can store that water. A lot of them have gone days, if not weeks, without running water in their houses.
There you go, people. And they have to show up the Coca-Cola bottle right there. Even though they tell you in a lot of these parts, Coca-Cola own the water. Remember, they have to... Remember, water is what make the drink, people. Do you understand that? The iced tea, all of these things that produced by the same company, the Coca-Cola CC33 coding. You have to understand that. So yes, the Coca-Cola will never go scarce. Why? They always have water to make it. Okay. So these parts that they're telling you that gonna run out of water, period. You're telling me they're not gonna have Coca-Cola there? Of course they're gonna have the same drinks there. They're going to have water in bottles there. Do you get it? So yes, people, the industry going to feed those people the water. You have to understand this. There's no free water here. None at all. No free water. And when you discuss these things with a lot of people and ask them, where does the water come from that the human being drink? They said the water come from the ground. So yes, people, the ground producing water. No, if you tell yourself that, you're stupid. The water come from the sky, the rain. Okay, so if it's not for the rain, there is no water. Remember, the sea salt is contaminated, it's polluted, it's poison. It can't drink. It's just there to keep you at bay so you can't get out. That's why the water is there, to cover the tracks. Walking out of here is no longer possible. That's the reason why they put the water there. The water is a foreign object. You can't drink it. In a place like Mexico City right there, running out of water, the government have to feed them water. What if there wasn't no supposed to be head of us here to feed us water? How would we drink water? How would we eat if they wasn't here to package in food? How would you live here? Okay, good question. Because you're not from here. They bring you to a foreign place where they control everything that you take in. Again, pay attention.
Gyms here in Mexico City and other public parks had to start limiting the number of guests they had, you know, taking showers and using their facilities, because a lot of people were taking advantage of their memberships to use water at those facilities. So I think it's been, you know, there's been water scarcity and water management in the city in a way that we hadn't seen in at least a decade.
And don't worry about it, people. This is going to be the new problem. Now, it was about maybe about 2 years ago, I started doing videos on the water situation, that the water gonna dry up, remember? Yes, those are real, real facts. Things that gonna happen here on this earth. What gonna happen is they control the water and they're gonna use it against you. So yes, if they stop putting water in your faucet, your dome, you know that? If the water don't run in your pipe at home, or wherever you're at, you're at the mercy of these people who control you. And that's exactly what they're going to do, people. Remember, I talk about the AI and mixing chemicals and all of these things and what could happen to your drinking water later on. They could come break the news to you about the drinking water get poisoned. Please don't drink it. And they pass around the advisory. You have to understand, these things is now open to the world. Do you get it? All of these things can happen. And like I mentioned, they're talking about Mexico City right there. Later on, they tell you about another place. They tell you about Australia. They tell you about some place in the Middle East. They're going to tell you about this. All these places running out of water. The most vital thing to the human being, said them. And they're the one who control how much of it you get, if you get any at all. So you see what I'm saying, people? You understand why I said we have to get up out of here? You have to understand, by any means necessary, we have to do it. Basically, we're going to die trying. Either that or we make it. That's it. There is no other way. Because now that you look at it and now that you can see it clearly, that we don't belong here. That's why the necessity, the things that we're supposed to, you know, have for our needs is so scarce. It's so hard to come by. It's so complicated on this side of the earth. So yes, it's time for us to decide that, come to that conclusion that yes, this is not where we belong. And then we can take it from there, start the journey of getting out. Yes, another Mag Bam Thursday. Appreciate everybody for taking this in, man. Most respect to all my patrons. Thank you for supporting the Mag Bam. I'm always on the run.